Right, you know what? I'm so glad, I'm so privileged to be here. Last year or months before, nandito lang ako. I'm ano bang tawag doon? Naka-camouflage ako. Kunwari, one of the students ako. And I'm just observing you guys with some of my leaders. Okay, parang spy lang eh, no? And nagulat lang ako that this time, no, hindi lang kami dalawa, hindi lang kami tatlo. I'm privileged to not come here, but you know, just to give me the opportunity to share God's word. And ngayon, kasama ko na yung mga youth leaders and of our campus missionaries right here. Can we just, guys, thank you so much. Nagulat ako sa kanila, pumunta talaga sila dito lahat. And of mga leaders natin. But before we go to the message, no, gusto ko lang din i-honor si Pastor Jeff. Kasi si Pastor Jeff, pwede ba natin siyang palakpakan lang for just the hard work and the dedication and the passion and commitment. Alam niyo, pag nag-meet kami every week ng mga Metro Manila campus directors and youth pastors, Pastor Jeff, tahimik lang yan, nakangiti lang yan. Actually, nung first time ko nga siya nakita, akala ko estudyante lang siya. Tapos nagulat ako, may tatlo ng anak, married na pala. Talagang, yung heart niya lang talaga, kahit itsura niyan, mukha talagang young people, mukhang young person talaga. So, yan si Pastor Jeff, palakpakan natin siya ulit. And, alam niyo, sinusundan ko lang yung mga pictures. No? Meron ako dito dalawang pictures habang yung mga leaders na nagkakaroon sila ng camp. And gusto ko rin i-honor yung mga leaders, yung mga youth and student leaders niyo who've been going in and out of the campuses, day in and day out, making disciples, praying for the lost, and just, you know, making disciples to change the world. Okay? Ito yung mga pictures ng mga leaders. Pwede ba pakita natin? Ayan, pakita na lang natin. Ayan, nandyan sila sa mga damo. Nagtatago sila dyan somewhere. Pakita nyo na lang. Ayan. Tapos si Pastor Jeff and all the leaders. Palakpakan natin yung mga leaders natin, mga victory group leaders natin, mga nagtyaga sa atin. And, you know, maaaring nandito ako ngayon tapos hindi ka nakasama, no? And okay lang yan. Ako rin, hindi na ako kasama doon, di ba? But mahalaga, andito tayo ngayon, sama-sama tayo. And I believe that God speaks to us wherever we are. And you are here because you're not just a person in the crowd, okay? I believe that whenever our leaders see you, kami, mga campus missionaries, pag nakikita namin kayo, we don't just see numbers or just a person in the crowd. You know, whenever we look at you, we see potentials. We see leaders. That's why all of us here, that's our heart, that's our faith, that one day all of us would learn how to, you know, how to just pray and believe for the lost to get saved and just help them in their walk with God and just train them to be leaders. And right now, you know, nabanggit nga ni Pastor Jeff, na medyo sabihan ko na rin kayo ng bago, you know, God is so good. Okay, God is so, talagang a God of overflowing blessings. That last year, you know, he allowed me, you know, he just opened my eyes, and I just realized that, you know, my friend who's been there as a campus missionary, magkasama na kami nito 4 years, 2010 pagpasok ko pa lang, and just last year, no, I just know it for sure. Alam ko talagang ito na to, Lord. Okay, ito na talaga to. And when I just open up my heart and my intentions, pinagpray ko talaga with the blessings of my pastors, you know, last year, I got into a relationship. Fast forward, just this February, yun nga sabi ni Pastor Jeff, I got engaged. Okay, with Ethel. Pwede ba natin palapakan? Love. Ayan. So you never know. You know. As you make disciples, as you go into camps, okay, you just never know. As you worship here in the youth service, di ba kumakanta ka, I love you, Lord. Tapos, uy, Lord, ito na yan. Hindi mo alam eh. So, open lang tayo sa, ano, sa mga move ni God. And, you know, pag si God na nagsabi na, yun na talaga yun. Anyway, right now, we are in this series called Life Up. Okay? Alright, balik na muna tayo dito. Life Up. And hindi ko alam kung anong unan yung naisip nung nakita niyo yung poster, no? Gusto ko pong sabihin, linawin, hindi po kami nagbibenta ng application. Hindi po kami nagpo-promote ng bagong cellular network, no? This series is all about, you know, how the same gospel that got us into a relationship with God, how the same grace that got us into this new life, is also the same grace that will empower us, okay, to live this new life and apply whatever virtues the Lord wants us to live by. Okay, kaya tinatawag natin siyang Life Up. And, you know, as Metro Manila campus directors and pastors, we have, you know, selected 4 virtues based on Colossians chapter 3. Okay, babasahin na siya in a while. And, you know, just fast forward lang, mabilis lang na recap, no? Pinag-usapan natin yung compassion. Okay, dapat i-activate natin 'to kasi, you know, parang yung buhay daw kasi natin, lahat tayo, bawat isa sa atin dito, okay? Bawat isa sa atin, you know, before we have met Jesus, we have this operating system. We have our own lifestyle, iba-iba yung way of making decisions natin, relating with people. But, okay, when Jesus came into our lives, parang nagkaroon ng bagong installment ng bagong OS. Okay, nagkaroon ng bagong operating system. Right now, operating system na ng buhay natin, yung gospel na. Yung ginawa ni God para sa atin. That's why, with that foundation in mind, okay, nag-shift po tayo sa mga Christian life application. Itong mga virtues na to, na talagang pag pinag-aralan natin, hindi naman talaga natin to kayang gawin. But because of God's grace, binago niya na lahat, you know, because of what He has done for us, okay, we have to work on this. Dahan-dahan, di man maging perfect, but because of God's grace, kaya natin tong i-apply. Okay? Kaya, yun, compassion, pinag-usapan natin, humility. And last week, we talked about patience. How do you deal with that? Yung naiinita ka, tapos naiinis ka. Diba? Maraming ganitong mga bagay na pag-uusapan natin. And right now, okay, and dito na tayo sa point wherein we will just wrap it all together with the topic of forgiveness. And when we talk about forgiveness, iba-iba yung situations natin dyan. Iba sa atin, you know, na-offend na sobrang lalim. Iba sa atin, kagaya ko, naalala ko, no? Kasi since nandito rin yung ate ko, no? Nung elementary kami, meron kasi ako nung Game Boy Color. Naabutan nyo ba yung Game Boy Color? Yun. So, dinala niya yung sa school niya, naiwan niya sa bag niya. Pagbalik niya, wala na yung Game Boy Color ko na color green pa naman. Ang ganda-ganda. Nung time namin yun, ngayon medyo lahat ng phones meron na. So, parang mga ganung bagay na maybe a gadget na nawala or di ka lang napansin, na-offend ka. Iba-iba yung level of experience ng offense natin. And pag-uusapan natin yan kasi napaka-importante ng forgiveness. Kasi kahit Christian ka na, hindi ibig sabihin na pag-Christian ka na, hindi ka na na-offend. Tama ba yun? O mamaya, baka ma-offend nyo ako, papatawarin ko na lang kayo, okay? So, ibig sabihin din na Christian ka na, hindi ka na rin makaka-offend ng ibang tao. As long as we are here in this bodily tent, okay, na nakatira tayo with the fallen world and fallen nature, darating at time, as we journey together, talagang kahit di mo sinasadya, ma-offend mo kahit yung mga ka-churchmate mo, ka-victory group mo. Okay? Especially mga kaibigan mo na pinagkatiwalaan mo and especially sa families. Okay? Naalala ko, no, kanina, like na-share ko, lahat tayo na-experience natin yung offense. Okay? Maaring mga kaibigan natin. Diba? Baka iba sa inyo lumaki na sa isang school. Okay? Elementary kayo. Meron kayong friend talaga na kahit high school magkasama na kayo. Pero pagdating nyo na nung college, diba, parang nagkalimutan na. Parang anong nangyari doon? Diba? So parang, at loss, akala ko ba best friends forever tayo, BFF tayo, di ba? May na-experience nyo ba yun? Di ba? Pero we have to move on. Baka iba na lang talaga yung mga direction natin. So medyo masakit, di ba? Parang, anong nangyari doon, di ba? Mari yung iba naman sa inyo dito, okay, hindi kaibigan. Yung mga naka-experience na magkaroon ng kaibigan. Meron pang mga naka-experience na yun. Tapos, sasabihin sa'yo, ikaw babae ka, no? Sabihin sa'yo ng lalaki, you know, talagang yung intention ko sa'yo, purong-puro, okay, matindi pa sa kape puro, bibigay ko sa'yo yung mga bituin, lahat pinangako sa'yo. So ikaw naman, bilang babae, talagang, oh, ito na puso ko, sige, tayo na forever na tayo, gawa tayo ng mga YouTube video, gawa tayo ng mga songs, di ba? So, ganun yung nangyari. But ano nangyari? Pero after a month, okay, after 2 months, 3 months, or 6 months, biglang yung lalaki lalapit sa'yo, wala talaga eh. Oh, grabe na bilang, ha, wala talaga, wala lang yun. Di ba parang, so, syempre, di ba, offended ka, di ba? And maybe, hindi lang sa mga lalaki yun. Minsan yung mga babae din, di ba? Minsan talagang, alam na natin wala ng pag-asa yung, di ba, yung lalaki. Pero medyo parang bibigyan mo ng, ano yan, patagalin natin. May ano eh, may funds. may panlibre, di ba? So, minsan may ganun kabilang lalaki. Sabi mo, sige, laki na yung pagkakataon ko dito. Okay na talaga to. Tapos after 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, actually, friends lang tayo. Friend zone, di ba? Na friend zone ka. So, di ba? So, ganun. Okay? Di ba, lahat naman tayo na-experience natin or may kilala tayo. Alam ko, hindi ikaw yon pero may kilala ka na ganun, yung experience niya, di ba? Okay, so, hindi lang kaibigan. hindi lang sa mga kaibigan. Ito, let's get deeper and deeper. Eh, yung mga kapatid natin, yung mga magulang natin. Okay, pag sila na yung nagsalita, pag sila na yung pumuna sa'yo, iba yan, malalim yan. Okay, pag yung tatay mo nagsabi sa'yo, wala ka naman talagang kuwente. Pag sinabi ng nanay mo sa'yo, kagaya ka lang ng tatay mo. Di ba, parang iba yun, iba. wow, ano ba yung tatay ko? No? Di ba? Masakit. Eh kasi, di ba, the people who will hurt us the most are the people who are most close to us. Eh. Yun yung mga malalapit sa atin. And that's why, you know, naglalakad ka dyan sa KFC, di ba? Pero bigla sa yung may belat sa'yo or merong nang, wala. Siguro, mawiwirdohan ka lang doon. Di ba, 2 seconds lang, wala na. Pero pag yung malapit sa'yo, talagang pinagkatiwalaan mo. Di ba, binigyan mo ng time, effort, energy, emotion. Di ba? Talagang vulnerable ka, open ka, tapos bigla kang gaganoon. Iba yung, iba yun, di ba? And therefore, pag-uusapan natin yan, forgiveness. And, you know, pwede ba nating basahin lang, no? Pwede ba tayong tumayo lahat in just honoring the Word of God? Balikan natin yung main text ng series natin. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, basahin ko na lang siya, sabay na lang kayo sa akin. Ayan. Okay, Colossians 3, 12 to 14, the Bible tells us, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And in the last verse, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Commit this time to the Lord. Father God, nagpapasalamat po kami dahil, Lord, ikaw mismo yung naghanap sa amin. Lord, ikaw mismo, Lord God, yung Lord, nagpatawad sa amin. At Lord, itong mga binibigay mo sa aming mga teachings mo and yung way of living this life, Lord, we know that we can apply this by your grace. And so we ask, Lord, that you teach us tonight, even as we listen to the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Makaupo na tayo lahat. Okay, so pinag-usapan na natin yun. Mga iba-ibang virtues, no? Now, I want to talk about forgiveness. And pag pinag-usapan natin yung forgiveness, naalala ko lang yung, ano, no? Yung kinalakihan ko kasing culture, Ilocano kami. Sino dito mga Ilocano from the north? May mga Ilocano ba dyan? Ayan. Sabi nila, pag Ilocano ka daw, ano ka? Kuripot daw. Pero siguro hindi naman kuripot. May mas magandang word doon. Medyo maingat lang. Cautious lang sa pera. Di ba? Hindi naman kayo kuripot. Now, growing up in a family, we have learned to, you know, looking back, value money. Okay, not value it so much, but you know, value money as it is. Okay, may experience ako na nung grade 3 kami, ayan, si mama, tinuruan niya kami. Meron kaming, ano nun, Happy Savers Club. Grade 3 pa lang kami. So, yung starting, ano namin nun, 500 pesos. Actually, nung college na ako, 20 years old na ako, yung 500 na yun, okay, every year, unti-unti lang, na-withdraw ko na siya kasi 20 years old na ako, hindi na ako bata. Lumipat na ako na sa BDO. Paglipat ko sa BDO, yung pera ko doon, 5,000 pesos na. O, di ba? Medyo matagal, pero unti-unti lang yan. So, yun, 5,000 pesos. And, you know, naalala ko one time, okay, lumapit sa akin yung tita ko, tapos sabi niya may business opportunity raw siya. Yung tita ko kasi kung ano yung mga entrepreneurial na iisip niya eh, sa province niya. Tapos may opportunity daw. Sabi niya, pera naman ng 1,000 pesos. Okay? Bilang estudyante, yung 1,000 pesos, malaking bagay yun. Okay? So, sige. Sabi niya, pag kumita to, bibigyan kita kahit konti. Pahiram lang, sayang, baka mawala yung opportunity. So, pinahiram ko ng 1,000 pesos. Pagkatapos ng 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, siguro mga about a month na yun, kung hindi ako nagkakamali. Sabi niya, Joa, sorry ah. Hindi kumita eh. Pwede bang utang na lang muna? Or, hindi ko alam kung paano mababayaran. So, parang ako, bilang estudyante, talagang, sayang. Ano ba yan, tita? Sige. Pipray na lang ulit ako. Bahala na. Mag-try na lang ako sa iba. So, sige, bahala na. Sa inis ko, parang, sige na nga. Bless ko na nga. Napilitan eh. No? Sige na nga. Bless ko na. Pero, you know, I'm in the process of learning. But, you know, yung experience na yun, okay, taught me that lahat tayo, okay, maaring iba sa atin dito may mga utang or may mga ibang tao sa inyo, may utang sila sa inyo. But I believe all of us, okay, are living in debts. It might not be financial debts, but, you know, what the Bible tells us when we talk about forgiveness is what we call moral debt. Something has wronged you, taken advantage of you, okay, niloko ka, ginamit ka, na-offend ka and all. So yun yung moral debts na causing us to, you know, experience emotional and relational damage. Okay, and mga ganong ano, breaks our relationships. Meron akong ano, no, yung kagaya nito, ito medyo physical offense to, medyo matindi siya kasi yung classmate ko naman ng college. Okay, meron silang hereditary ano na nagkaroon siya ng glaucoma sa right. And yung sa left naman niya, you know, sabi niya sa amin, "Oh, ano bang nangyari diyan? Anong kwento niyan?" Sabi niya sa amin mga magbabarkada, yung daw left niya dito, it's because of a doctor who had a malpractice sa operation ng mata niya. Talagang sabi niya, actually, ito yung kwento nito. Tapos, idedemanda na sana namin yung doctor na yun and things like that. But, you know, we prayed as a family. Kasi yung doctor, ito pang masakit, diba? Masaklap Christian kasi siya. So, medyo di ba parang, ang hirap nito. Ano bang gagawin natin dito? Pero sabi niya, sabi nung friend ko na yun, pero, you know, as a family, I believe that the Lord was leading us, you know, just to talk with the doctor. Same, ganito yung damage na gawa mo. Hindi mo na mababalik yung mata ko. Okay, malabo na siya. But, you know, as brothers and sisters, we just want to let you go. We won't push through with the legal, ganyan. Sabi namin nung magbabarkada, "Bad ganun, bro, anong nangyari?" And, but yeah, that was the leading of God sa amin. And amazingly, di ba parang mapapakwestiyon ka sa mga tao ganito? Bakit ganyan? Okay, paano nangyari? And that's what we're gonna talk about today. And even as we talk about forgiveness, okay, I pray na mas lumalim yung appreciation natin sa ginawa ni God para sa atin. Hindi yung parang, thank you Lord ah. Lord, sorry Lord ah. Ay, thank you Lord. Okay, may naalala kong isang kwento, no? Yung lalim daw kasi ng pag-appreciate natin sa ginawa ni God sa atin, it will really change the way we relate to God and the way we relate with other people. Meron dalawang tao, yung isa, imagine nyo to ah, compare lang natin. Yung isang tao, di ba nagdo-dorm siya, tapos meron siyang Meralco bill. Okay, yung Meralco bill niya, nakita niya, uy, 250 pesos. Tapos nakita nung friend niya, 250 pesos, sige, ako na bahala dyan, libre kita. Anong reaction niya? Anong sasabihin niya doon sa friend niya? Sabi niya, ay, thank you. Uy, thank you ah. Laki rin yun ha, 250 rin yan. Diba? Pero in other case, sabihin natin may isang tao dito na young businessman, nag-invest siya ng millions of pesos. Okay, nag-venture siya into a business. Tapos nalugi. Tapos hindi niya kayang bayaran. Okay, tapos nakita siya ni Pastor Jeff, di ba? Si Pastor Jeff, imagine lang natin, no? Kung si Kuya Jeff, no? Talagang businessman and all, talagang ganyan. So nakita siya, anong problema? Meron kasi akong millions of debts, eh. Di ba? Sige, magkano ba yan? 50 million? Sige, ako na bahala. Nilibre! Oh, i-compare mo yung thank you niya, the way ng thank you yung tao dito sa tao na to na binayaran mas malaki. Anong reaction niya? Sa'yo na ako, ano gusto mo? Pagtitipla kita ng kape araw-araw. Mas malalim, tama? Kasi nakita mo yung value, mas malaki. And I pray na ganun, makita natin na maybe you are here and laking Christian ka, kagaya ko, no? Tawag nila doon, batang templo daw. Okay, hindi ka kagaya ng mga classmate mo. Minsan ganun tayo mag-isip, di naman ako ganyan, di naman ako into drugs, di naman ako into pornography, di naman ako into, mga, grabe, so sinner. Mga ganun tayo minsan eh. Diba? Minsan may ganung pride. Maybe some of you are like that. You grew up in a Christian family. You know what? You are still a sinner. And the depth of your offense kay God is just the same as those people who are yet to know Him. Narealize ko yun. Sabi ko, grabe. Lord, I need your grace. And I cry out for mercy. And I pray mas lumalim talaga yung appreciation natin sa ginawa ni God sa atin. And you know, the word forgiveness, ang ibig niya palang sabihin sa original niyang meaning, you know, when the Bible was written kasi, syempre, iba yung language nila sa language natin ngayon. Pag pinag-aralan mo to, ibig sabihin pala niya is to cancel the debt. Pwede ba nating pakita yun? Forgiveness means to cancel the debt. Okay? Kaya nga, pag-uusapan natin yan, paano ba yung debt na to? Ito yung tinatawag natin na moral debt. Okay? Ibig sabihin, lahat tayo may utang kay God. And, you know, there was one time, si Jesus, when He was living here, meron siyang victory group. Okay? Meron siyang discipleship group. Okay? Meron siyang 12 kasama niya doon. And they were talking about how serious sin is. Okay, so marami silang discussion doon. Makikita niyo yung kwento na to sa Matthew chapter 18. Tapos, pinag-usapan nila, napakaseryoso ng sin. Kung magsisin ka, putulin mo yung kamay mo, tanggalin mo yung mata mo. Ganun yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Kasi, mas maganda na pumasok ka sa ano, na walang mata, na putol ang kamay, kesa pumasok ka at nandun ka, pero makasalanan ka naman. So, yun yung pinag-uusapan nila. But then yung next phrase doon, pag titignan nyo, take note nyo, Matthew 18, pero hindi ko na siya dadaanan. Sabi doon, yung next naman, after noon, grabe no, bigat na kasalanan. Okay? It will cost you a lot. Now, this next verse, sabi niya doon, pero imagine nyo, pag meron kang 100 na tupa, nawala yung isa, okay? The good shepherd will leave the 99 and will look for that one. So parang pinapakita lang, di makita mo yung gospel dito na though we are sinners, napakaseryoso ng sin, si God, hahanapin niya pa rin tayo. And then they came into this story sa pangatlong chunk nung ano sa Matthew 18. Okay? Si Peter kasi, ito yung sa small group nila, na yung parang feeling mo, laki sigurong Christian or whatever, na parang lagi na lang may sagot. Sasabihin niya, okay, ito ba, ganyan-ganyan. Lagi siyang nagre-recite. May mga classmates ba kayong ganun? May mga kilala kayong ganun? Hindi pa tapos mag-explain yung teacher, ma'am, alam ko yan. Alam mo yun, medyo pakitang gila. Si Peter medyo ganun siya. And sabi niya dito, sabi niya, Jesus! Okay, sabi niya, ilang beses ba ako magpapatawad sa isa kong kakilala na nag-sin against me? 7 times? Sabi niya ganun. Alam niya sabi ni Jesus sa kanya? 7 times? Hindi, not 7 times, 77 times. So sinagot niya rin ang numbers. Pero it's Jesus's way of saying, ano bang iniisip mo? Hindi to bilangan. Okay? This is not limit. Kasi si Peter, limited siya mag-isip. It gives us a reflection of our tendency and how we view ourselves and other people. Ang tendency kasi natin, okay, that it always results into conflicts. Alam niyo ba yon? Kung ano yung greatest addiction daw ng man? The greatest addiction of man is that he always think he is better than others. Pansin niyo yan sa mga kaibigan niyo, sa mga mag-asawa, sa mga mag-best friend. Yung conflict na yan, laging nanggagaling yan sa mindset, merong isa sa inyo or dalawa kayo na, hindi, mas magaling kasi ako sa'yo, mas tama ako, ikaw mali ka. So doon nagkakaroon yung conflict. Now, si Peter, ganun siya mag-isip, Lord, pag may nag-offend sa akin, wakala mo siya hindi nakaka-offend eh, no? Pag may nag-offend sa akin, ilang beses ko pa papatawarin? So si Jesus, he was making a point here. Ba't ka nagbibilang? Hindi to bilangan. Sige, bilangin mo, 77 times, kaya mo yun? Parang ganun. Pagkasabi niya, now, 77 times. And then, Jesus, okay, tinuloy niya. Jesus answered, not 7 times, but 77 times. So, yun lang yung point niya. Bilangan, ha? Sige, bilangan. 77, bilangin mo yan. Pero, hindi niya lang sinabi yun ng isang beses. Si Jesus, mahilig siya magkwento. So, pagkasabi niya ng one-point preaching niya na ganyan, no, gumawa pa siya ng kwento, sabi niya, it's like this. In verse 23, and after Jesus saying that, pakita natin yung next verse. Sabi niya, alam mo kasi, guys, sabi niya sa victory group, parang gano'n lang, in-imagine ko lang, okay, sanctify. Sabi, guys, alam niyo, ganito kasi yan. Yung kingdom of heaven, para yung isang king or merong isang millionaire, okay, na meron siyang maraming mga servants or business or managers around him. And sabi niya, okay, gusto ko na mag-settle ng mga utang. Okay, tawagin natin may mga utang. Okay, so tinawag nila. Now, meron daw isang servant, okay, na may utang na 10,000 bags of gold. So, ito si Jesus just, you know, emphasizing the point that he already made noong una. Now, sabi niya, now, yung kingdom kasi ni God daw, meron parang ano yan, may mga manager siya. Tapos may isa sa kanya na may utang, may isang manager na may utang na 10 bags of gold. Which is, pag kinumpute mo yan, ang sinasabi lang yan, at our time right now, 6 to 8 billion US dollars. Okay, yung mga denari and mga ganun yung sinabi dyan eh, in other translations. Now, medyo nararamdaman mo na si Jesus dito. Kung itatranslate mo yan sa peso, magkano yan? Times, sabihin mong 40 pesos ang isang dollar. So, mga 240 billion pesos yan. So, sa context natin ngayon, pwede nating sabihin, meron daw isang mayaman, millionaire, sabihin natin Ayala or whatever. Tapos, meron siyang mga managers. Okay, meron siyang, marami siyang mga Jollibee na franchise. So, meron siyang isang Jollibee na manager, okay, nagkautang sa kanya. Okay? Ito ang utang niya. Ayan, sinabi niya yung number. Now, tuloy natin yung kwento. Itong manager na to, walang pangbayad. Magkakautang ka ba naman ng 6 to 8 billion? Actually, ano yan eh, 200 years of salary nung time nila. So, ibig sabihin, yung, di ba, imposible yun. Okay, walang taong may utang na ganun kalaki. Pag-iisipin mo. So, sabi niya, tinuloy niya lang ang kwento niya. So, yung mga small group niya siguro, kasama niya sa victory, wala namang taong may ganung utang. Ha? Sige, Lord, ano bang point mo? So, tinuloy nila, since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to pay the debt. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo kaya, okay, 200 years of labor na sweldo. Sige, bayaran, akin na yung ano mo, bibenta na natin lahat kayo para mabayaran lahat, pero actually kulang pa yon. So kita mo na talaga na may pinopoint out na si Jesus dito. And the next verse, anong ginawa niya? At this, okay, the servant fell on his knees before him, be patient with me. Nagmakaawa siya. Sabi niya, I will pay back everything. Bigyan mo on time. Wait lang po, wait lang. Sabi niya ganun. Pero alam niyo, that was a wishful thinking. Kasi nga, sino ba namang tao may utang na worth 200 years of labor na makakapagbayad ng ganun? So that was wishful thinking. And siguro parang pinapakita lang din sa atin dito ni Jesus that ganun tayo mag-isip when it comes to our moral debt or utang natin kay God. Feeling natin, kaya natin bumawi sa Kanya. Inisip natin by our own good words, Lord, teka lang, guilty ako, alam ko, may kasalanan ako, pero Lord, attend na lang ako ng church. Lord, magang busy ako sa church, mag-serve ako, babawi ako. Ganun tayo mag-isip yung natural tendency natin. Pero pinapakita nga sa atin ni Jesus, hindi mo talaga kayang bayaran mo kasi yung utang mo, as in more than your lifetime yan. So yun lang yung point na ginagawa niya. Pero sa kwento na to, sabi niya, be patient with me, I'll pay back everything. And yung next na scenario, eto, nagulat yung mga disciples na kinikwentuhan niya. Na-imagine ko lang sila. Sabi ni Jesus, so ganun kalaki utang niya, nagmakaawa siya. Nagmakaawa siya. At sabi ng master niya, bigla na lang nagkaroon ng pity on him, cancel the debt, forgive him, and let him go. Let him go, let him go. The cold never... Na, iba yun. So, ha? Anong nangyari dun? May utang ka na 200 years worth of ano, tapos pinahinayaan mo na lang? So yun yung nasa isip siguro ng mga disciple. Anong ginagawa? Anong sinasabi mo, Lord, dito? Anong tinuturo mo sa amin? And then the next verse, pakita natin, 28. But when that same servant, yung Jollibee manager na to, paglabas niya sa office ng mga ayala, okay, ng mga obrero or whatever, oh, alam niyo ba yun? Or kung ano man, mga mayayaman, no? Paglabas niya, nakita niya yung fellow manager niya na may utang sa kanya na pritong manok na hindi niya binayaran. Imagine mo, may utang siya isang malaking millions. But you know, pag sinabi mo raw kasi dito, 100 silver coins, sa atin naman, it's $10,000. Malaki hindi. Malaki kaya yung 10,000, ha? Sabi nila yung mga scholars, it's 1/3 of normal person's wage. So kung ikaw ay, dito ka ngayon, may sweldo ka na 10,000 pesos a month, ano yan, mga 40,000 pesos yan. Malaki rin yun, ha? Pero i-compare mo ulit yan in light of your utang sa manager mo kanina na doon ka lang nanggaling, 240 billion. Maliit, malaki. Maliit. Sisiyo lang yan compared sa 240 billion. Kayang-kaya mo yan. Pero nakakapagtataka habang kinikwento to ni Jesus, sabi niya, bakit ganun? Nag-iisip sila kasi sabi ni Jesus, meron siyang nakita na kapwa niya manager na may utang sa kanya, ganyan. Malaki rin siya. And he grabbed him and began to choke him. Grabe. Yung chicken joy ka. May utang ka sa akin. Diba? He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me. 40,000 pesos din yan. Diba? Pero imagine mo, binigyan na nga siya ng 240 billion pesos. Pero ba't niya pinipilit? And the same thing happened. Okay, yung kapwa manager niya nagmakaawa sa kanya, pare, sorry na talaga. Bigyan mo ako ng time. Fell on his knees, beg him, be patient. Bigyan mo ako ng time. Kaya ko yan, I'll pay it back. But what happened? The next verse tells us, but he refused. And instead, he went off and had the man, throw him in prison. Tinapon niya. Siyempre, may mga katawa. Imagine nyo na lang, no? So, tinapon. Tinapon sa prison. Dusa ka dyan hanggang makabayad ka sa akin. Yabang, oh. Eh, nakita ng mga ibang manager. Apo, ang bihirap. Binigyan na nga siya ng franchise ng Jollibee. Meron pa siyang 240. Yung Chicken Joy lang. Na worth 40,000 pesos. Malaki rin yun, eh. Imagine nyo na lang ganun. Pero, I think, nakukuha nyo ba yung point? Ang layo, eh. 'Di ba? Yung chicken joy niya na worth 40,000, pinipilit niya, pero binigyan na nga siya ng ano, 'di ba? Yabang niya. So nakita ng mga ibang manager, sabi nila, "Grabe 'yun ah. Ni-report nila. So ito, when the servant saw that, ni-report nila, nalaman nung manager, at ito yung sabi, verse 32. Okay? The master called the servant in. You wicked servant, pinatawag niya. Walang kwe, walang hiya, blah, blah, blah. Sabi niya, imagine mo, you wicked servant, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. So that you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you. Anong nangyari? Anyari? Diba? Bakit? Diba? Ang sabi? In verse 34, tignan natin, ang sabi dito? In anger, wala na, his master handed him over to the jailers. Yan, sa inyo na siya, handed. To be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. Torture, sige. So, nagkaroon ng judgment sa kanya. And then Jesus closed his victory group time with a small group. Ito yung sabi niya sa verse 35. Guys, kita nyo, no? Kita nyo yung kwento. Sabi ko, hindi 7 times, but 77 times. Ito yung kwento niya. Pag hindi ka matuto magpatawad, this is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you learn to forgive your brother and sister from the heart. And that is how Jesus taught us about forgiveness. Na in view of our relationship with Him, compare mo yan sa offense na nagawa sa'yo ng pinagkatiwalaan mong kaibigan or tatay mo or best friend mo. Ang layo. I want to share this verse in this quotation. Sabi ni Jerry Bridges, you know, the damage to God's glory by our sin is determined not by the severity of our sin. Medyo nosebleed, no? Nosebleed ba? Not by the severity of our sin, but by the value of God's glory. Ibig sabihin, kay God, sin is sin. Okay? When you failed Him, you failed Him and you will be punished. Yung utang mo parang 240 billion pesos na talagang di mo kayang bayaran. Okay, now imagine mo yan. Imagine mo may t-shirt ka na normal lang, yung pang bahay mo lang. Okay? Tapos, yung kapatid mo, naglalaro ng ink, natapunan niya ng ink yung t-shirt mo na pang bahay. Na favorite mo talagang love na love mo, kahit gusot-gusot na siya. May mga ganun ba kayong damit? Yung sobrang komportable ka, nabili mo sa Palawan or whatever na souvenir shirt mo, pero gutay-gutay na siya, medyo bacon na siya, pero love mo siya. Diba? Ay, iba pala yun. Basta dito, nagbibacon. Alam niyo, isip mo. Favorite mo siya, nadumihan ng ink ng kapatid mo. Ano, ma-offend ka ba? Ma-offend ka kasi valuable siya sa'yo. Now, imagine another scenario. Meron kang pinag-ipunan na damit mo sa, let's say, Cotton On or talagang big time na damit mo galing sa ano ba? Forever 21. Tapos, ganun din, same thing. Yung ink, nadumihan yung Forever 21 mo o Cotton On mo na t-shirt. Anong reaction mo? Bakit to? Hindi mo ba alam magkano to? Ano nangyari? Same offense, same thing. Ink on the shirt. Pero, dahil magkaiba yung value nun, mas malaki yung utang niya, mas malaki yung offense na nagawa niya. What am I pointing here? Okay, lahat tayo, iba-iba yung offense natin kay God, iba-ibang level, pero sa kanya kasi lahat, sin yun. Eh si God, He is the most glorious, the most valuable person on earth. That's why, sa paningin niya, lahat tayo dead. Lahat tayo matutorture hanggang mabayaran natin yung, di ba, in hell. But, you know what? Nakita natin yung good news ni God. Nagmakaawa tayo, na-realize natin, Lord, I really need you, I need your grace. And what did He do? Pinatawad niya lahat ng kasalanan natin. The Bible tells us, past, the present struggles, even the future things, all is forgiven. And here we are as we live our Christian life. Diba, syempre, we get offended and we offend others. Eh, tayo minsan parang, kung umasta tayo, parang, di ko siya papatawarin, ha? Kala niya kung sino siya. Ano ako basahan? Diba, parang medyo may ganun tayong astamista, eh. Parang, diba, parang, and some of us here, no, medyo ganung offense, pero yung iba sa atin, mas malalim. Like, tatay mo, iniwan yung nanay mo. Okay? Tapos, lumaki kayong broken, and you know that. And para kay God, you know, ako as a pastor, I can say you, hindi, patawarin mo na, pinatawad ka ni God, eh, move on. Kung ako yung nakarinig na ganong pastor, parang, ah, hindi mo naintindihan yun. Nasira yung buhay nun, nag-struggle yun in all things. And you know what, para kay God, ganon din yung tingin niya. Because sin is heavy in His sight. And let me tell you this, God is a God of justice. Kung may nag-take advantage sa inyo, may sumirang, si God bahala doon. But let me tell you this, i-compare mo yung offense na nagawa sa'yo, maybe tatay mo, maybe friend mo na pinagkatiwalaan mo, na wala na ngayon, di na nagpapakita, di ba? Dala-dala yung laptop mo, dala-dala yung whatever, di ba? Parang, grabe yun ah. Pero i-compare mo yun in light sa ginawa natin kay God. Kaya ba nating patawarin? Kakayanin natin by God's grace. Because in light of the greatness and the abundance of His forgiveness sa atin, ang layo ng kasalanan natin. Mahirap, yes, but God is our restorer. Yung He will restore our ability to trust again, to build relationship, and to move on to, and to learn from that. And, you know, yung anger mo, yung bitterness mo, pag na-realize mo yun, it turns out to be what? Compassion towards those people who have offended you. That yung iba yung heart mo na lang eh. Lord, sana makilala ka rin niya. Because naniniwala ako, Lord, na pag nag-repent siya, Lord, papatawarin mo rin siya, babaguhin mo rin yung buhay niya. Tama? You know, I wanna close with this point. And I wanna encourage you with just one phrase na pwede niyong i-take home. Ito lang gusto kong i-share, no? Here's my point. Kung Christian ka ngayon and you still struggle with that, forgiveness, remind yourself of the greatness of God's forgiveness in you. We can forgive out of the abundance of forgiveness we ourselves have received in Jesus. On your own, yes, you might forgive people. Alam nyo ba, kahit nga hindi ka Christian, kaya mong magpatawad eh. Pero you know what? The truth is, yung human way of forgiving others, ano, limited. Nagbibilang tayo, depende. Pero pag nandito na, aba, iba na yan, di na pwede yan. Sige, papatawarin kita, pero wag na wag mong ulitin yan. May mga conditions tayo. Because human way of forgiveness, yes, you might forgive people, but it's always limited. Pero yung forgiveness ni God, grabe. It's abundant. Now you can go back to that same abundant, you know, forgiveness na meron ka kay God. Doon ka humugot. Alam kong hindi madali ito, pero kakayanin natin ito, mga kapatid. Kasi yung pangako ni God, you know, siya magre-restore sa atin. You know, I wanna close with a story of one of my friends. One of my friend, you know, kasama ko siya ngayon as nag-share kami sa isang place. Kasi kasama kami sa work right now. He's one of our campus missionaries. And, you know, this guy is, his name is Clark. Parang Superman, no? Ito si Clark. He always tell us, whenever we meet, na lumaki siya na yung tatay niya, when they were in high school, iniwan sila. So, iniwan siya. So, yung mama niya has to step up at pag-aralin silang dalawang magkapatid. So, fast forward. Natapos na siya, graduate na siya ng nursing. Tapos, andito siya sa point na to na nasa Subic na siya, nagtitrain na siya ng mga gagraduate ng mga estudyante ng nursing. And he found out that yung tatay niya, after all those years na nag-Facebook sa kanya, siguro yung kapatid niya sa kabilang bahay, sabi nga nila doon sa makabilang bahay daw, no? Sabi niya, nakuha niya yung number. Okay, so siya medyo nag-struggle siya, pero, you know, alam niya in his heart that God is leading him. Hindi mag-reconcile ka, i-meet mo yung tatay mo. I-release mo lang yung forgiveness. So what he did, he got the number and texted. Nagka-text na sila after many years, nag-text sila ng tatay niya. O sige, nag-agree sila, mag-meet daw sila sa Chowking sa may Subic. And he was telling us that it was the longest 5-minute tricycle ride he ever had. Because while he was in the tricycle, kung ano-ano naiisip niya, ano ba Lord? Sasapakin ko ba? Ano ba? Sisigawan ko ba? Ano ba? Ah, grabing ginawa niya sa amin. Diba? Ganyan, nag-struggle siya. But he know deep in his heart, God has given him the grace already. You know, just meet him, just point out his sin, and just say, you forgive him. And so, nandun na siya sa Chowking, nawala na siya ng load, nag-load lang siya. Pagbalik niya, he heard a voice, Clark. And he knew it was his father. So paglingon niyang ganun, tatay niya nga, you know what? He heard the sweetest words he never heard in his whole time. Sabi sa kanya ng tatay niya, anak, ang taba mo na. Yun yung pagkasabi niya, kinikwento niya sa amin. Taba mo na, anak. Sabi naman niya, ikaw, matanda ka na, maliit ka. So, nagtawanan sila, nilibre niya. Sabi niya, kinikwento niya sa amin, lahat daw ng add-on sa Chow King, binalagang binayon niya. Sige pa, di, ito lang. O sige, lahat po yan, bigay niyo sa kanya. So, kumakain na sila doon. By God's grace talaga. Pero, alam mo yung feeling, awkward eh. Awkward kaya yun, ilang years mo di mo nakita. Tapos, di mo alam kung paano mo ipapasok. Tapos bila nagsalita yung tatay niya. Anak, siguro naman sa paglipas ng panahon, napatawad mo na ako, yung mga nagawa ko. Yun na yung moment niya, sabi ni Clark. Pa, alam mo, ito yung ginawa mo sa amin, iyo mo si nanay, lumaki kami walang tatay, hindi mo na po mababalik yun, you broke us. You can never bring that back. You crushed us. This is your sin. But, you know pa, I met Jesus. And I want to say I forgive you because I know that He has forgiven me. And I pray na makilala mo rin siya. Grabe yung moment na yun. So, kain na ulit sila. Nagkaroon lang ng something talaga sa kanya. And you know what? Right now, you know, si Clark, actually si Dave yun. He's right here. He's one of our campus missionaries right now. Yan, si Dave. Story ni Dave yun. Announcement kung nalaman niyo raw yung number. We're continually praying for his dad. And we believe even right now, yung rally cry namin sa mga student leaders namin, reach a student, reach a family. Hindi lang tayo mag-reach ng students. Papasukin natin yung family nila. And even in our own families, ganun din kami. Na maging blessing kami sa families namin. Hindi lang sa mga estudyante, but you know, talagang si God as a whole niya ma-reach out. And you know what? Paano nangyari yun? It's because I believe that my brother right here, he has experienced the abundance of God's forgiveness. That is why, mahirap man, but by God's grace, as Jesus said in His Word, forgive as Christ forgave you. We can forgive out of the abundance of forgiveness we ourselves have received in Jesus. Can we all just bow down our heads and pray? Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time. God, for your word tells us that because of what you have done for us on the cross, Lord, you have canceled all the debts that we have before you and you have made us new. Lord, my prayer is that you would go deeper into that realization. Lord, mahal mo kami, pinatawad mo kami, at meron kang plano sa amin. Hindi mo lang kami pinatawad, Lord. Bigyan pa kami ng bagong puso. Bigyan nyo kami ng purpose, ng destiny. Lord, na mangarap muli, Lord God, na maging blessing sa mga estudyante, sa next generation, at sa kanilang mga families. Lord, maraming salamat sa word na to that by your grace, we can apply it in our life.